We're going to start the Mishnah three lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, if somebody says that only tzaddikim, only good people praise Hashem, minus, there's some little bit of heresy of kfira that seeped in, and it's opposite to the emunah that we know. We know that everything in the world has a purpose and has a way of praising Hashem, including those that are not tzaddikim. Rashi in Megillah writes that somebody who's not koilel, he doesn't include roshoim when he praises Hashem, it's a big problem. And the Gemara in Krisis Davav Amud Beis, Rashi brings, actually writes that benegia to the Samamonic Keteres, and the Keteres brought in the Beis Hamikdash, there were 11 spices, and one of them was actually the chelvanot that had a bad taste, a bad smell on its own, and it was put together with the other spices, enhancing all the spices. Even somebody who's a big rasha, in some form or fashion, he's enhancing Kveit Shemaim. Says the Mishnah, if somebody is a shliach tzibur davening for the Amud, and he made a mistake, he missed out one of the brachas, he got confused, Yavir Acher Tachtov, then we replace him with a different Shliach Tzibur. V'lo Yehi Sarvon, at that point, the new Shliach Tzibur, the one who's being asked to take over the first Shliach Tzibur, should not refuse, rather he should Bo'is Shah at that point, rather he should go straight to the Amud and continue so that there should not be too much of an interruption in the middle of the Chazara Sashatz. Meichonu Maskil, where does this second Shliach Tzibur start from? Mitchilas HaBrocha Sheta'o Ze. From the beginning of that bracha that the first Shliach Tzibur got confused in. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'ivir Lifnei HaTeiva, a Shliach Tzibur lo yane omein achar ha-koyanim. The Birchas Koyanim consists of three brachas. Yivarecho Hashem v'yishmerecho, Yoyer Hashem pono v'elecho v'yichuneko, Yisa Hashem pono v'elecho v'yosim lecho sholim. And between each of those brachas we say Amen. However, the Shliach Tzibur should not say Amen between these brachas. Mipnei Atiruf, because there's a good chance that the Shliach Tzibur will get confused if he's also answering Amen and also has to get prepared to start reading the next bracha, he may get confused and therefore should not say Amen. V'mein Sham Kohen Elohu, in the event that the Shliach Tzibur is the only Kohen, even if he's the only Kohen, lo yiso es kapov, he should not do Birchas Kohenim, because he might face the crowds doing Birchas Kohenim and suddenly get stage fright and he'll get confused and he will not be able to continue immediately after Birchas Kohenim with the Chazaras Hashatz, and therefore a Shliach Tzibur should not be doing Birchas Kohenim, even if he's the only Kohen. V'im haftochosoi, if he's confident that he is able to do the Birchas Kehanim without getting confused and then immediately after Birchas Kehanim continues him Sholim, Roshoi, he's allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Ho'ivir lifnei ha-teiva a shliach tzibur tzorich lesariv. At first he should refuse. In the event that as soon as somebody says, the Gabba says to him, can you please be the Shliach Tzibur? He says, yeah, sure, and he goes straight to the Amud. He's doimel letavshil she'ein b'imelech. It looks as if he's considered or similar, or he's compared to a dish which is missing salt. It's as if he's crying out, yeah, I just can't wait to be the Shliach Tzibur. V'im mesarev yoyse midai, and if he refuses too much, then he's doime letavshil shehikdichosei melech. Then it's compared to a dish where it's been oversalted, as if, no, I that's too much for me already. I can't be a shliach tzibur. That's also not good. Keitzadu oisa, what's the correct way of doing it? Pam rishoyno, the first time that the gabba comes and asks somebody to be the shliach tzibur, yisari, if he should humbly refuse. Shnia, the second time he's asked, mehavhev, he should shuffle his legs as if to say, okay, I'm happy to do it and get prepared, but he shouldn't actually jump up and run to the Amud. Once he's asked the third time, he should get up and go straight down to the Amud. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. Shloisha, there are three things that Rubon, that in access, kosher, it's not good, umiuton, but in moderation, yofa, it's nice. Ve'eluhein, soir, yeast in dough, too much is not good, in moderation is just right. Umelach and salt, v'sarvonus, and refusing to be a shliach tzibur. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Huna. If a first Shliach Tzibur got confused in the middle of one of the first three brachas of Shemayna Esra, Choyzer L'Roish, he goes back to the beginning of the three brachas. Be'emtzois, if he gets confused in one of the 12 middle brachas, Choyzer L'Atochinin, he goes back to the first of the middle brachas of Atochinin. Be'achroinois, if he gets confused in one of the last three brachas, Chozer la'avoida, he goes back to Ritzei, the first of the last three brachas. That was the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Asi Omar, Emtzois ein lo emseida. So the Pashtus, what this means is that there's no order, which means it's not one block. If you got confused anywhere in the middle of the middle brachas, then he goes back to the beginning of that bracha that he got confused in, and goes in order from there till the end of the Shemoneh Esra. That's how Tosfos learns. Rashi adds on here, and Tosfos argues with the Rashi, but Rashi adds on, Ein lem seida means not only that the middle brachas are not one block, and he can start from wherever he got confused, but even if he got confused in just one bracha in the middle, but he's already continued with some other brachas, he can go back and just re-say that one bracha he got confused, and then jump forward to where he's up to. They do not need to be in sequence or in order. Mosi Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked a question. Meheichon hu choizer. Where does he go back from? Mitchilas habracha shetob ze. The Braisa that Rav Sheshes is quoting says that the second Shliach Tzibur goes back to the beginning of the bracha that he made a mistake. And the Pashtus is that from there he has to go in order. And so the Girusa here, especially according to Rashi, is Tiuvta Durav Asi. It's definitely a Tiuvta, a question that's not answerable against Rav Asi, who says Ein Lohem Seder. And according to Rashi, this is understandable, where, because according to Rashi, he can jump around and say the brachas out of order. And in this braisa that Rav Sheshes brought, it says, Mitchilas habracha shetah zeh, he goes in order till the end. The question is it also a tiyufta on Rav Huna? Because Rav Huna says that he go right back to Atochinin, and this braisa says he goes back to the bracha that he got confused with. So is it also a tiyufta to Rav Huna? Says the Gemara, Omer lecho Rav Huna. Rav Huna can answer it and explain, Emtzois kula choda birchas enenu. We consider all the 12 brachas in the middle as being a single bracha, and therefore when the Braisa says that he's choizer mitchilas habracha shetozet, to the beginning of the bracha, that the first Shliach Tzibur made a mistake, then it actually means to that one single bracha, which is the collective term of all 12 brachas, which means atachoinen, and then it's not contrary to what Rav Huna said. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Yehuda, La'olam al yishal odom tzrochav, a person should not ask for his own personal needs, lo'y b'sholosh rishonos, not in the first three brachas, v'lo'y b'sholosh achronos, and not in the last three brachas, elo b'emtzios, only in the middle brachas. And when it's a small, short request, then he should put the request into the bracha that's applicable. For example, if he wants a refuah for somebody, put it in refa'enu. If he wants parnasa, put it in borech aleinu. If it's anything more lengthy and not directly associated to one of the brachas that he's saying anyway, he puts it into the last of the middle brachas, shema keileinu. Da'omer of Chanina, Rishonos doime le'eved shemesadir shvach lifnei rabbi. The first three brachas are compared to a servant, to a slave who's coming to give praise to his master. It's inappropriate at that point to ask for one's personal needs. Emtzoyos, the middle brachas, doime le'eved shemavakish pras. It's mirabbi. It's compared to a servant who is asking for a private request of payment of a pras from his master. That's the place where you can ask for what you need. Achroina is the last brachas, doime le'eved shekibel pras mirabbi, v'niftar v'holachle. The last three brachas are compared to a servant who's already received what he's asked, and now he wants to depart from his master. Then he's got to first he's got to express his gratitude before leaving. The last three brachos is the gratitude we say to Hashem for having listened and answered our requests. And in whilst showing gratitude, it's again not the place to ask for one's personal needs. Continues the Gemara Ton Rabbonon. Ma'ase b'talmid echod, there was a talmid sheyorad lifnei ateva, where he was the shliach tzibur, b'fnei Rebbe Eliezer, in front of Rebbe Eliezer. V'hoyo marich yesi midai, and he was prolonged, he was davening a very long Shmoneh Esrei. Omalei talmidov, the talmidim of Rebbe Eliezer said to him, Rabbeinu, our Rebbe, kama arkon huzeh, how long is he davening? Omalehem, Rebbe Eliezer said to them, klum marich yesi mimoshe Rabbeinu, is his davening longer than that of Moshe Rabbeinu? Tichsiv Bey, it says with Moshe Rabbeinu, es arboim hayoim ves arboim olaylo, v'goymer, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened that Hashem should forgive Klal Yisrael for a full 40 days and 40 nights. So he said that this Shliach Tzibur is not davening that long, it's okay. Shuv Ma'aseh b'Talmid Echod, there was a different Talmud, Sheyorad Lifnei Ateva, he was the Shliach Tzibur b'Fnei Rebbe Eliezer, in front of Rebbe Eliezer. V'hoyom Mekatzer Yosei Midaya, he davened a very, very short tefillah. Omar Loi Talmidov, his Talmidov, again asked him, Kama Katzeron Huzeh, he's doing it so quickly. Omar Loi, and again, Rebbe Eliezer answered to him, or to them, Klum Mekatzer Yosei Mimoshe Rabbeinu, is he davening an even shorter tefillah than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dichsiv Moshe Rabbeinu davened for his sister Miriam, who had Tzoras, and he just said, five words, Kail no, please Hashem, refer no lo, please cure her. Five words, and he's davening a longer tefillah than that, you don't need to worry about it. Continues the Gemara. Omer Biyakov, Omer of Chizda. Kol amuvakish rachmim al chaveiroi, somebody who's begging Hashem for mercy for his friend, ein tzorich lahazkir shmoi, he does not need to mention his friend by name. Shenemer, as it says, in the above mentioned tefillah that we just mentioned, that Moshe said to Hashem, Kail no, refer no lo, v'loi komadkir shmo de Miriam. Moshe Rabbeinu did not mention Miriam's name specifically and explicitly when davening to Hashem, so you see that when davening to Hashem for somebody else, there's no need to mention them by name. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbonon, Eilu brochis sha'odom sheiche bohen. The following are the brochis where in Shmoneh Esrei we are required to bow. Ba'avois, in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, known as Avois, Tchila V'Soif, at the beginning of the bracha, when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, and the end of the bracha, when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogin Avram, Bahida, and the bracha of Moedim, also B'Tchila V'Soif, at the beginning when he says Moedim Anachnu Loch, and at the end where we say L'chon No Elohidois, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hatov Shimcha L'chon No Elohidois. If somebody wants to bow at the end of every other bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, or at the beginning of any or every other bracha, we tell him that it's inappropriate, it's the wrong thing to do. You only bow where the Chazal told us to bow, which is at the beginning and end of the first bracha and that of Moedim. And Tosus explains why. Why are we concerned? Let him bow as much as he wants. Tosus says because if everyone's going to bow as much as they want, then the takona of bowing at the beginning and end of Avos and the beginning of end of Moedim would get forgotten and undermined. Or a second pshat says, Tosus, we're worried, you are all. He's going to feel haughty just constantly bowing to Hashem. It's inappropriate to do that. Continues the Gemara. Omer b'Shimon ben Pazi, Omer b'Shua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora. Hedyoit, an ordinary person, k'moisho marnu, bows exactly like we just said, at the beginning and the end of Avos, and the beginning and end of Haidah, of Moedim. However, a Kohen Gadol, who's got a more prestigious position, he's a man of stature, and the greater a person is, the more he has to have humility in front of Hashem, like Rashi says, "Kol mashu gadol b'yosa tzarich lachnia ulahash bilatzmai." So, being that he's a kohen gadol, he needs to humilify himself even more than a regular person, and therefore he's b'soif kol bracha bracha. He bows at the end of all the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. V'hamelech, a melech who's an even greater person in Klal Yisrael, tchilas kol bracha v'bracha v'soif kol bracha bracha. He bows at the beginning and end of every bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. Omer Bitzchok Bar Nachmeni, Ledidi Mefarash Eliminei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Nevi, he says it a bit differently. He says, Hedyut K'moisho Marnu, or an ordinary person, like we said, bows at the beginning and end of Ovis and the beginning and end of Moedim. Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol is Tchilas Kol Bracha O Bracha, and here the Vilna Gaon is Magia and the Soif, the beginning and end of each of the Brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. And a Melech, Kivun Shekara, Shuvein Ezekif, a king, he bows at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and he does not stand up until the end of davening. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayikach Alois Shloime Leispalil, we're talking here about the end of a tefillah that Shloime said, and Shloime was a king, a melech, and it says, Kom Milifnei Mizbech Hashem, he arose before the Mizbech Hashem, before the Mizbeach, Michroya Al Birkov, from kneeling on his knees. So you see here that when did Shloime HaMelech arise? Only Kachalois Shloime Lispalil, when he finished davening, which means that he bowed at the beginning of davening and stayed in that position right till the end of davening. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. And here the Gemara is going to tell us the difference between different terms used for bowing and prostrating. There's one called Kida, one called Kriya, and one called Hishtachava. And the Gemara is going to explain the difference. Kida, the term Kida means al apayim, one falls on one's face. Shnemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vatikoid Basheva apayim eretz. That Vatikoid Basheva, when Basheva did a Kida, it was with her face on the ground. Kriya, what does the word Kriya mean? Al birkaim, on one's knees. Shnemer, as it says, Mikroya al birkov, he was Kirea on his knees. Hishtachava, what does that mean? Zu pishut yodaim raglaim, it's extending his hands and feet. This is prostrating fully on the ground. Shnemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Havoi novoi, ani v'imcho v'achecho, l'shtachavo yislucho orotzo. He's referring to Yosef, who said that his parents and his siblings would come and bow down to him. L'shtachavo yislucho, they would do l'shtachavo orotzo onto the ground. So you see that Ishtachava is full prostration. Omer of Chia, Bereder of Huna, Chazio Leila Abaye Varova, and this is not referring to the bowing at the beginning and end of Shemoneh Esrei, this is referring to Nefilas Apayim, what we call Tachanun. He saw that what they used to do at Tachanun was not Kida, not Kriya, not Ishtachava, was the Matzlu Atzluye. They just used to, you know, bend a little bit onto their sides while saying Tachanun. Continues the Gemara. And we're going now back to Moedim, where we saw before that an ordinary person, when it comes to Moedim, he bows at the beginning and the end of Moedim. Toni Chodim, one brisa we saw, Hakirea Bohidor, somebody who bows in Moedim, Hareza Meshubach, he's praiseworthy. V'tani Edoch, in another brisa we saw, Hareza Meguna, it's inappropriate, he should not bow at Moedim. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, we can answer them. Ho bitchila, at the beginning of Moedim, it's praiseworthy. Ho lebasoif, at the end of Moedim, bowing is maguna, it's inappropriate. Rava, kora bohida, tchila basoif. Rava, he bowed at the beginning and the end of Moedim. Omri le Rabbonon. The Rabbonon asked him, Amaika ovid marhochi, why did you do this? And they obviously had in mind that we just had a stira in the brisas, and there's one brisa that says it's maguna, it's inappropriate. And we said it's inappropriate to bow the end. Why are you, Rava, doing this? Now here we have a big problem. The brisa we mentioned on Daf Lamed Daled at the bottom of Amud Aleph says explicitly that one should bow at the beginning and end of Moedim. So why are they asking Rava why he did this? He was following that brisa. So the Shoinim here asked the Kasha. So the Rashba writes that in the Brisa at the end of the Amud Aleph, one should not be Geirus, one should take out the words Tchila V'Soif. It just says there that you should bow at Moedim. And according to the Brisa here, you should only bow at the beginning of Moedim. And then they ask Rava, why did he bow at the end of Moedim? The Ravid says that the whole sugya we're talking now is to do with Moedim Derabbanon, which is the Moedim we say in Chazara Sashatz, and the Gemara on Amud Aleph was talking about the Moedim we say in Kwayat Shmina Esra. So either way, they asked Rava that in the face of the Braisa that Hareza Meguna, why are you Rava bowing at the end of Moedim? Omar Luhu, Rava answered, Chazin al Rav Nachman, Dekora, I saw that Rav Nachman, he bowed at the beginning and the end of Moedim, I'm doing the same. V'chazin al Rav Sheshes, Dekora Vatachi, and we saw that Rav Sheshes bowed at the beginning and end of Moedim. How could Rava, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes all bow at the beginning and end when there's a braisa explicitly that says that bowing at the in Moedim, and we said it's the end of Moedim, is inappropriate, is maguna? Says the Gemara, Hahu b'hoyda shebahalil. The braisa that says that bowing at Moedim, at hoyda, is inappropriate, is not talking about Moedim in Shemoneh Esrei. It's talking about Moedim when we say Hoidu Lashem in Halil. And Hoidu Lashem in Halil is not a place to bow down. V'otanya, but there's another braisa that explicitly says Hakirea Bohida, Ubohida Shel Halil Hareza Maguna. Not only somebody who's Kirea, somebody who's bowing in the Hoida of Halil, it's inappropriate, also somebody who's Kirea Bohida, referring to Moedim. So the question comes back. It says explicitly that Hoidah, which is not the Hoidah of Halil, it's also Maguna. Says the Gemara, Kitanya hi Bohidah de Birchas Hamozin. There's another Hoidah which is inappropriate, and it's also not in Shemoneh Esrei. And that is the Hoidah of Birchas Hamozin. We say Noidelecha. In the second brach of Birchas Hamozin, Noidelecha, to bow there is inappropriate, it's Maguna. And that's what the braisa says, Hakirea Bohido is Maguna. But Moedim in Shemoneh Esrei, there's no source to say it's Maguna, and therefore Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, and Rava would all bow at the beginning and end of Moedim. Says the Mishnah, Hamispalil v'ta, if somebody was davening and he got confused, he made a mistake, Simon Raloi, it's a bad sign for him. And if he happens to be a shliach tzibur and he gets confused, simon ra l'sholchov, it's a bad sign for the people who sent him to the omud, because a shliach is compared to the person who sent him, and it's like the person who sent him, and therefore if the shliach tzibur got confused, it's as if the tzibur themselves got confused. Omru alova Rav Chanina ben Doisa. It's said about Rav Chanina ben Doisa, Shahoya mispalil al acholim, he was used to davening for sick people. Va'oimir ze'echai ve'ze'emes, he would say, this one will live, this one will die. Omruloi, they asked him, minayin ato yodea, how do you know who's going to live and who's going to die? Omarulem, he said to them, im shagura tfilasi, if my tfilos are fluent when I say them. And Rashi adds here, if I feel that my begging Hashem is coming straight from my heart to my mouth, then yodea nishu mukubal, then I know that Hashem is receiving the tefillah. V'imlav, if I can see that my tefillah is not fluent, yodea nishu maturuf, then I know that he's been rejected. And Rashi says that either it means my tefillah has been rejected, or it means that the sick person has been rejected and he's going to die, he's not going to live. Says the Gemara, Ahai, on which brachas does confusion show that it's a bad sign? Is it any of the brachas or just some of them? Omer Rabchia, Omer of Safra, Mishum Chad de Beirav. Rabchia said in the name of Rav Safra, in the name of one of the Chachomim in the Yeshiva of Rav, but Ovis. This is only true in the bracha of Ovis. If in the first bracha you get confused, it's a bad sign. Ika de Masni lo Abraisa. Some say that this quote that Ovis is unique is not referring which bracha it's a bad sign if you get confused, it's referring to a different point. Hamispalil, we know that when somebody davens, tzarech sheyichavin es libo, he has to concentrate his thoughts bekulon, on all the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Vim eina yochil lechavin bekulon, if he cannot concentrate with all the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, yichavin es libo ba'achas, he should at least have concentration, he should have kavona in at least one of the brachas. Which bracha? Omer b'chia, Omer of Safra, Mishum Chad de Beirav, b'ovis. He should have kavana at least in ovis, and here some agoras in ovis or in moedim. Either one of those two is a minimum that one should have kavana when davening Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Gemara. Omru olova Rav Chanina ben Doisa v'chulei. Mino hanimili. Where do we find that a fluent tefillah is a sign that the tefillah has been accepted and the person you're davening for is going to get a Yeshua and a Refuah. Omer b'Yeshua ben Levi, the Omer Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Boirei Niv Sfasayim, literally translated as the one that created the utterance of lips, Shalom Shalom, peace l'arochik v'lakoriv, to those who are far and those who are near, Omer Hashem says, Hashem urafasiv, and I will heal him. And so Rashi explains that Boirei doesn't only mean the creator, it can also come from the term Bori, which means well-being. So Bori Nivs Fosayim, if the utterance of the lips is healthy, is solid, is fluent, then Shalom Shalom Larochiv V'Lakoriv Omer Hashem Urafa'osiv, then there'll be peace to those who are far and those who are near, and I will heal him. And that's the source to this concept that Rav Chanina ben Dosa said, that when I was fluent, I knew that the person would be saved. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba Omer Rav Yechanan. Kol ha-Nevi'im kulon, in many of the Nevi'im, they prophesied about tremendous experiences that would be in a world beyond ours. Says the Gemara that they were all lo nisnabu elo lemesi bitoi l'talmud chochem, the reward given to somebody who marries his daughter to a talmud chochem, or ulaisa prakmakti l'talmud chochem, somebody who engages in business with the assets of a talmud chochem, in order that the talmud chochem should not have to go and work. You take the assets of the talmud chochem, you invest them, and you give the profits to the talmud chochem, and that way the talmud chochem can sit and learn. There's a tremendous reward for that. Or ulemahane talmud chacham in nechasov, somebody who benefits to talmidei chachamim from his possessions. These three people, they get a tremendous reward, such described by the neviim. Aval talmidei chachamim atzmon, the reward that the talmidei chachamim themselves are going to get, ayin lo yiraso elokim zulosecho. Besides, for you Hashem, no eye has ever gazed or seen that reward. It will be given to those who are waiting for you, those who are yearning for you, and they are the Talmidei Chachamim who are yearning to be close to Hashem. V'omer Rav Chiya bar Abba Omer Rav Yechanan, Kol ha-Nevi'im kulon lo nisnabu elo l'yemos ha-Mashiach. The amazing prophecies of the Nevi'im about what's going to be later on, they were all prophesizing what would be in after Mashiach comes. Aval Olam Habo, but what's going to be even beyond that in the world called Olam Habo, Ayin Leiroaso Elokim Zulasecho, besides for Hashem, nobody else has actually gazed and seen what that schar is going to be, what that reward is going to be. Upliga de Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechanon seems to be arguing with Shmuel, to Omar Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Azeli Yemois HaMashiach, the only difference between today, the way the world is today, and after Mashiach comes, is Elo Shibud Malchus Bilvad, it's our being dominated by other nations, and that's going to cease when Mashiach comes. But the experience of the way we live, is nothing's going to change. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ki lo yechdal evyon mikerev ha'aretz, poor people will not cease from the land. So we see that if poverty is going to continue, then life is pretty much going to continue the way it is now, just besides for the Shibud Malchuyos. And if so, the Nevi'im could not have been talking about that Kufa. The Nevi'im were talking about a stage which is way beyond and a much more different, a much more elevated type of existence. And if Yemos HaMashiach is the same existence as we have today, they must have been speaking about Olam Haba. And that's contrary to what Rabbi Yechanon said, that Olam Haba, the Nevi'im, had no Hasoga in, they couldn't imagine what was going on there. Continues the Gemara of Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba Omer Rav Yechanon. Kol ha-Nevi'im kulon lo nisnabu elo lebali tshuva. The tremendous schar that the Nevi'im told us about and prophesied about, that was for bali tshuva. People who had slipped and had done tshuva and come back, they're going to get that tremendous schar. Aval tzadikim gemurim, those tzadikim who never did averus, ayin leiroa so elokim zulasecho, their reward has never been seen even by the prophets. O pliga de Rabavo, he seems to be arguing the Rabavo. De Rabavo, Domer Rabavo, Mokim Shebali Tshuva Oimdim Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Oimdim. The place, the reward for Bali Tshuva is way higher and beyond that of Tzadikim Gemurim. Shenemar, Shalom Shalom LaRochik VeLaKoriv. Pasuk says there will be peace to the Rochik, to those who are far, ulakoriv, those who are near. And he explains, La Rochik, who's the Rochik? Who are the first ones to get the Schar? Who's going to get the greatest amount of Schar? Is those that were Rochik Bereisha, that they were used to be far and now they've become near. That's the Bali Tshuva. V'hodar l'koriv, and only afterwards there'll be Schar for the Tzadikim Gemurim, who are always close, and that's a lesser level of Schar. And that's what Rabbi Avohu said, that the Bali Tshuva have even a greater level of Schar than Tzadikim Gemurim. And this seems to be contradicting what Rabbi Yechanon says, who says that Tzadikim Gemurim get a higher level of Schar than the Bali Tshuva. Of Rabbi Yechanon, how is Rabbi Yechanon going to explain the pasuk of Sholim Sholim LaRochik VeLaKoriv? Omar Lecha is going to say as follows: My Rochik, do you know what Rochik means? It doesn't mean people who were far and they became near, which is Bali Tshuva. It means Shehoya Rochik Midvar Avera MiKora, that they've always been far away from always back then, Mi'ekor, from the beginning, they were far from Avera. That's Tzadikim Gemurim. They're going to get the very big reward. Umay Koriv, the second degree, the lower level of Schar, for the Koriv, who's the Koriv? Is those of the Bali Tshuva. Shehoya Koriv Lidvar Avera. They were close to Averas. V'nisrachik Mimenu Hashta, and only now they did Tshuva and became removed from the Averas, they're going to get the lesser level of Schar, and that's how Rabbi Yechanan is going to explain this Pasuk. Continues the Gemara. My Ayin Lo Yiraso. We've mentioned this Pasuk a few times now in the Gemara, that there's a certain level of reward which no eye has ever seen. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ze Yayin HaMashumor Ba'anovav Mishesh Yimei Bereishis. And these are concepts which are, we can just say the words, we don't really understand them, but there's wine that was preserved within the grapes from the time of creation, and the same way as wine, whilst it's still in the grapes, nobody can see it, so too that schar is hidden and preserved within the grapes from Sheishes Yimei Bereishis, they have not yet been revealed. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni Omar, Ze Eden. This place of this tremendous reward is a place called Eden. Shelei Shalta Ein Kol Beria, that no, the eyes of any being has ever gazed there. Shemo Taimer Adam Rishon Heichon Hoya. You're going to ask, where was Adam Rishon before he got expelled? Began. He was in the Gan. He was not in the Eden. He was in the garden called Gan, and he saw what was going on there. In Eden, even Adam Rishon had not seen. Hashem Otoimer Hu Gan Hu Eden. Are you going to try and suggest that Gan and Eden is the same place? And in which case, Adam Rishon had been there and seen what was there, how can you say Ayin Lo Yirasa? Talmud Leima, no, it's an explicit pasuk. V'nohor yoitzim Eden, a river goes out of a place called Eden, lahashkois esagon, to water a place called Gan. So you see that Gan l'chud, Gan is one place, v'Eden l'chud, and Eden is its own unique place. And Gan is where Adam Rishon was, Eden is a place which has been hidden from the eye of anybody, and only Lasid Lavoi, with that schar is going to be revealed to those who deserve it. Continues the Gemara. Ma'isa shecholo b'noi she Rabban Gamliel. The son of Rabban Gamliel became sick. Shogar shnei talmidei chachomim. Rabban Gamliel sent two talmidei chachomim, Eitz Rab Chanina ben Doisa, levaki shalov rachmim, to ask Rab Chanina ben Doisa to daven for his child. Kiven shera oisam. As soon as Rab Chanina ben Doisa saw the two talmidim coming, and he obviously knew that Rab Gamliel's child was not doing well, he assumed they were coming to tell him to daven. So oile l'aliyo, he went straight up to the attic. Ubike sholav rachmim, and he davened. B'yuridase, when he came down from the attic, Omar lehen, he said to those two talmidei chachomim, l'chu, you can go back to Rabban Gamliel. Shecholtzoso ichamo, his fever has left him. Omru loy, these two talmidei chachomim asked Rav Chanina ben Doisa, v'chinovi ato, you a prophet that you know that already the fever has left him? Omar lehen, he answered them, Loi novi anoichi, I'm not a novi, v'loi ben novi anoichi, I'm not the son of a prophet. Elokach mekublani, I have a tradition. Im shegura tfilasi b'fi, if my tfilis are fluent in my mouth, and it happens to be the Mefarshim say, this was something unique to Rav Chanina ben Doisa, not everybody who seems to be davening fluently, he can be certain his tfilis have been accepted. It was just Rav Chanina ben Doisa, and the reason was, and this is hinted to in the Mishnah, it says, Rav Chanina ben Doisa, Shehoya Mispalil al HaCholim, instead of just sitting in the Beis Medrash all day learning, which is a tremendous thing, he sacrificed part of that and went out of his way to constantly daven for the Cholim. And that's why he had this power and the tradition that if the tefillahs were fluent, he could know whether the person would get healed or not. So he says, "Im shagura tefillos yubapi, yoydea ani shu mekubal. I know that the tefillah has been accepted. Ve'im lav, if my tefillah is not fluent, yoydea ani shu meturaf. I know that either the tefillah or the sick person has been rejected. Yoshvu, these two talmidei chachamim, they sat. Ve'kosvu ve'kivnu oisei shah. They recorded the exact time that Rav Chanina ben Doisa told them what he told them. Ukshabowit Rabbi Gamliel. When they came to Rabbi Gamliel, Omar Lehen, Rabbi Gamliel said, Ha'avoida, which is, this is a term of a shvua, I promise, Lo yichosartem v'lo yichosartem. The time that you said is exactly the time that my son became healed. Not a minute before, not a minute after. Elokach ha'yomaisa, that's what happened. But oisoy shoch, otsosoy chamo, that very minute, his fever left him. V'shoa lonu, and our son, my son, Rabbi Gamliel said, he asked us if he can drink water, which was a sign of his recovery. Continues the Gemara. Veshuv Meisel Rab Chanina ben Doisa. There was another incident with Rab Chanina ben Doisa. Shaholach lilma Torah to Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. He was learning Torah by Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Vecholo benoi shel Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai's son became sick. Omar loy. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai said to Rab Chanina ben Doisa, Chanina beni, my son, Mbakish Olov Rachamim Vyichya, daven for mercy that my son should live. Hiniach Roisho ben Birkov, Rab Chanina ben Doisa put his head between his knees, Ubikesh Olov Rachamim, and he davened for mercy for the son of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai Vichayo, and the child, he was okay, he got better and he lived. Omer Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechonon said, Il mole hitiach ben Zakkai, if I, Ben Zakkai, stuck my head, either hitiach or hiniach, different grusois, es roishoi ben birkov, kolayim kulo, if I had to put my head between my knees the whole day long, lohoyu mashgichin olov, then nobody would have paid attention to it. And Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, he put his head between his knees and davened, he saved the child. Omro lo ishtoi, the wife of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai asked Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, v'chi Chanina gedoyla mimcha, is Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa greater than you, that his tefillos are being answered and yours not? Omar Loi said, no, love. Elahu doime ke'eved lifnei ha'melech. He's compared to a servant before his master. He's extremely humble. He hasn't got this position of a Rosh Hashiva. And because he's so humble, he's an eved, Hashem listens to him. Va'ani ba'ai doime ke'sar lifnei ha'melech. I'm like an officer in the home, in the palace of a king, and an officer can't just ask for whatever he wants whenever he wants. He doesn't get listened to the same way. So I might be a person of higher stature, but as far as the relationship and the intimate relationship between us and Hashem, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa has much closer relationship than I, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Continues the Gemara. Va'omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Al yispalil odom elo bebayis shom chaloinois. A person should only daven in a room where there are windows. We already saw this Gemara previously on Daf Lamed Aleph or Med Aleph. Shenemar, and this is brought in the pasuk in Daniel, where it says v'chavin psichon lei beilisei neged Yerushalem, that he opened the windows that were facing Yerushalayim and davened. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Kahana, chotzef olai. I assume somebody to be arrogant, manda matzli bebikta, somebody who's davening in a valley, in an open area that's not surrounded by walls and has no roof on it. V'omer of Kahana, chotzef olai. I assume such a person to be arrogant, man de mefarish chatoi, somebody who exposes his averus. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, ashrei nesui pesha. Praiseworthy is the person whose averus are forgiven, kisui chato, whose averus are covered over and not exposed. Hadron aloch ein oimdim, imir tzashem blineda, we're going to do chazorah of perek ein oimdim. And in the next shiur, we're going to start perek kitzad mevorchim.